President Obama and Vice President Biden will not attend the funeral for Fidel Castro scheduled for December 4th. That's according to reports from the White House this week. We want to continue our own look at Fidel Castro's impact and legacy. Today, we turn to someone whose early life was shaped by the late ruler from a very young age. Carlos Ayer left Cuba in 1962 at the age of 11 without his parents. He was one of 14,000 Cuban children airlifted by the U.S. by Operation Peter Pan. Well, that young Carlos Ayer is now Professor Carlos Ayer at Yale University and author of Waiting for Snow in Havana. Ayer has written about two Castros, this idea of a wide gulf in how people view Fidel Castro. To some, he's the revolutionary, the defier of imperialism. And to others, like Carlos Ayer, Castro's the monster, the despot. And he says the split comes from the fact that dictators on the left get a pass while dictators on the right don't.
Fidel Castro has killed and tortured and imprisoned 100,000 people more than Augusto Pinochet ever did. And yet Fidel gets a pass and he gets all these obituaries from other world leaders, especially the most nauseating of all, Justin Trudeau, praising him for what he's done. He ruined his country. He impoverished his people. He's responsible for so many human rights abuses that they're probably impossible to count.
And yet in his life it seems now that Fidel Castro passes from the scene almost with a sigh. I mean, he left power 10 years ago, a country in economic trouble, and now normalizing with the U.S. with no real drastic changes to the political situation that Fidel Castro wanted when it comes to the United States. His brother, Raul, is to leave next year. It almost seems like in his own life, Fidel Castro leaves not with a bang, but a whimper.
Oh, a definite whimper. He's been a ghostly figure for the past 10 years. And some medical experts who have watched his behavior the few times that he was in public think that he had a stroke during one of his surgeries and that this is one of the reasons that he appeared in public so infrequently. But yeah, he lost control 10 years ago. And Raul has, much to my surprise, because the man has absolutely no charisma, Raul has held on to the throne. And it's quite likely if he does step down, which I don't think he will do in 18, that it will be Raul's son who will ascend to the throne. It's a dynastic family.
So you don't expect the succession plan that's in place now that has government bureaucrats stepping in is likely to take place?
No, I do not, because you can't trust anything that they broadcast. There have been so many appointed successors in the past. I've lost count of that, too. And none of them have ever slipped into the slot that they were supposed to fill. As a matter of fact, they've all disappeared in one way or another. One of them was actually charged with drug trafficking and shot. So, no, I don't expect this kind of storefront dummy they now have as the designated successor to take over. It's the military who are in control. It's a military junta. They're not going to have a non-military person in charge.
So, Carlos Ayer, it doesn't sound like you have a great deal of hope or expectation for big changes in Cuba's immediate future. Despite Fidel Castro's death, there is a new relationship between the United States and Cuba. That is a big change. Do you have any idea that Cuba could be fundamentally different in 5 years than it is now?
No, it won't be. We have yet to see what the new president, Trump, is going to do with President Obama's executive orders regarding Cuba, because most of the change in U.S.-Cuba policy has been through executive orders. And it will be very easy with the stroke of a pen for Trump to undo all that. So we have to wait and see what happens in the next few months. But even if he undoes all that, it's not going to change anything on the island, except it'll just become poorer and poorer because Venezuela is collapsing. And without Venezuela's free oil and other aid, all that's left to them is tourism and the remittances sent by Cuban exiles to their families, which last year Cuba was visited by 3 million tourists. This year they're expecting 4 million. And this is an island with only 11 million. And the remittances from exiles last year were also a low billion figure. That will be their only source of income because they produce nothing anymore. Half of the arable land is not being used for anything.
So, Carlos Ayer, what has this been like for you personally. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a lot of the politics. We've talked about your feelings about Fidel Castro, of course. Do you feel any sense of relief now at all that the man is gone? What's it like for you?
No, I don't feel any relief. This came way too late, 60 years too late, as a matter of fact. The man was a sociopath. He should have never been taken control of the country, but that's what some sociopaths are very good at doing, like Hitler and Stalin. So he's gone, but he's been gone for 10 years, and the system is still in place. What disturbs me the most is hearing anyone praise him for anything. And for some reason, the pass that he gets and the little trophies awarded to him for being such a great human being, for me, are completely beyond comprehension. I've had family members imprisoned, tortured, executed. The Cuban government prevented my father from leaving. The last time I saw him was when I was 11 years old. But I know also hundreds of thousands of other families in the same situation. And he ruined Cuba. He ruined it completely. Anyone who goes there now marvels at the architecture, which they can see beyond all the crumbling. They can see that once it was beautiful. Nothing new has been built except for the apartheid hotels where foreign tourists get to enjoy themselves on the beach and Cubans wait on them. That's all. That's all the country has become, a labyrinth of ruins, thanks to his guidance.
And now there is some change of some kind coming to Cuba for sure, not only the death of Fidel Castro and the leaving of power possibly of his brother Raul, but as you said, a new American president, Donald Trump. And I wonder, Carlos Heyer, if you can imagine a time in the future where a symbol of America in Cuba would be one of those hotels on the beach with Trump emblazoned across the top and what that might be.
It's crossed my mind. And I wouldn't put it past the Castro regime to also give an okay to casinos. I know that's next. That's next in their money-making scheme. I'm sure that they'll return to the casinos. Look, they've already returned to tourism, which Fidel Castro condemned in 1959. He didn't want Cubans waiting on anyone else. He condemned prostitution. Well, that returned. Tourism returned. And what's next? Well, casinos. Why not? So I don't believe anything Trump says. He has promised to turn back Obama's executive orders, but it remains to be seen. Quite often, I've noticed, says one thing, promises one thing, and then does something different. It wouldn't surprise me. Let me put it that way.
Carlos Heyer, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Carlos Heyer is professor at Yale University. He's also author of the forthcoming book, Reformations, The Early Modern World.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.